This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. An Elbert County Sheriff's deputy who says he accidentally fired his gun will not face charges for wounding a suspect. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Elbert County Sergeant Mike Skaliski was helping other officers try and find a driver who fled after being stopped for speeding earlier this year. Sergeant Skaliski was looking in a warehouse when he opened a small truck box, which the officer thought was too small to fit a person. He had his gun drawn and told investigators he was startled when he saw a man inside the box, leading him to unintentionally fire his weapon. The driver, who was unarmed, was hit in the side of his abdomen, but not seriously injured. Skaliski said it was a mistake, and prosecutors decided on Tuesday not to press charges against him. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A nationwide study found that Denver Public Schools has the most equitable spending, CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
The survey found most of those school districts spent more money at elementary and middle schools that serve low-income students. Some of them, including Denver, use a funding formula that gives more money to low-income students. Hannah Jarmolowski is with the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown University.
This money is important to provide services, staff, whatever they need to achieve at closer to a level of kids who don't come from low-income backgrounds.
DPS spent nearly $1,500 more per pupil at schools serving low-income students than at other schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Baseball players at today's All-Star Game in Denver may not be used to playing at altitude. Baseballs travel farther and don't always spin right. Philadelphia Phillies all-star catcher JT Realmuto says it may take some getting used to.
It's just tough. You know, there's more guys on base. The breaking balls don't always break quite as much and not always as sharp from the altitude, so it's definitely more challenging as a catcher.
The game starts at 5:30 tonight. There's a ton of businesses near Coors Field now, but none of that was there 20 years ago when the all-star game last came to town.
It was all broken glass and rubble and, you know, acres of abandoned freight yards. But we kind of loved it because we were doing something. We were building a brew pub. No one had ever seen a brew pub in Colorado.
Come to CPR.org to see photos of how the neighborhood has changed in the area. You're listening to CPR News.